Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering the question, are dropshipping websites profitable? If you're a first time listening to the podcast, or if you're a long time listener, you can get my free niches list for high ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. These are the most profitable products for high ticket dropshipping, and I even teach you how to verify that each one is profitable, has competitors and low competition, and high ticket dropshipping suppliers available to set up authorized dealer accounts. So get into that today, guys. ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, guys. So are dropshipping websites still profitable? And yeah, they definitely are. The interesting thing that a lot of people see, though, is that dropshipping can have a lot of downsides when you're doing it on your own platform. For instance, two things can really kill the margins on a dropshipping store. First is shipping costs. Unforeseen shipping costs. This can be with high ticket dropshipping specifically. It's like freight costs and shipping after the product sold. So, you know, if the margin that you have is, let's say, like 20 or 30%, and the shipping cost ends up being, you know, a few hundred dollars as opposed to maybe $50 or $100, that can eat into your margins like crazy, and you can end up with really low margins. So, what you have to do when you get into this is every single supplier you get on board, you've got to ask them if they charge for shipping separately. And if they do, what's the average cost for shipping? For shipping that product across the country, you want to know what's the farthest away and then charge something close to that as a flat rate shipping cost on the product page. And check your competitor sites, see what they do too, and make sure you're still competitive. But you definitely want to cover your butt in that kind of a situation so you don't end up with an unprofitable store. The second thing that can kill the profitability of a dropshipping site is the ad spend, okay? Ad spend can be very expensive sometimes, especially if you're running multiple types of ads, Google Shopping ads, Google Search Text ads, maybe even YouTube ads, display remarketing ads, Facebook ads, things like that. Every single day you're spending upwards of like $50 to $100 on ad spend. You know, and some days you don't get any orders, some days you get multiple orders and lots of profitability, but at the end of the month, you're looking at ad spend as, you know, 5 or 10% of your total, you know, gross margin, and your gross margin is like 20, 30%. That can eat a lot into your profitability, right? So you have to keep a keen eye on your ads, and you have to make sure that you're reinvesting all the profits in the beginning into creating content for your business. Content marketing is essential, and social proof, which is user-generated content, is essential to the profitability of your store. If you're not doing that, you can spend as much money on ads as you want, and you're probably not going to get that many sales, okay? So reinvest all the profits in the beginning, I would say for the first few months, into creating blog content, product descriptions, collection buying guides, and getting user-generated content like reviews and question and answers going on. Follow up with every single customer you have to try to get referrals from them, as well as testimonial video, because video testimonials are way more powerful than just written reviews. Written reviews are easy to fake. Consumers are getting keen to that now, and it's less easy to fake a video testimonial. But if you're a smart marketer, you know that you can get a video testimonial made pretty cheap using Fiverr.com. So go check out that resource. So it's really important, guys, that you understand that profitability of dropshipping stores is definitely still there. Like, they're still profitable, but you have to make sure that they're profitable. So keep a close eye on your margins. Okay, and keep a close eye on your ad spend. And a great way to expand the profitability of your store is to actually sell the same products that your suppliers offer, not just on your store, but also on eBay and Amazon if you have those accounts. Okay, make sure you only work with good suppliers when you're doing this, because you want suppliers that have a good return policy and, you know, good warranty policy and actually follow through on it. If your supplier doesn't, it can ruin your reputation on those multi-channel marketplaces, and you can even get kicked off pretty easily. You know, for instance, if you have a customer that has a bad product, doesn't work, and you don't offer to actually, you know, a full refund right away and you know, return label back, the customer can file a claim, and those claims can completely damage your reputation, especially with the low volume business model like high ticket dropshipping. One order claim can ruin your account. So keep that in mind, but also definitely look into doing that. Dropshipping the same products on eBay and Amazon can bring in a lot of orders. There's tons of people buying stuff on those platforms that are high ticket every single day, and that can really increase your profitability with any venture, especially with this high ticket dropshipping stuff. So keep in mind, though, that you want to make sure that you're updating your inventory, because if you get orders and they're out of stock, you have to refund them, it doesn't look good either. So those are the two things that can really kill the ratio of good orders to bad orders, really kill your accounts at those multi-channel marketplaces. And let's see, your profitability can also greatly be increased just significantly by how many competitors are in a particular niche or not. So when you're doing your initial niche research, definitely look into how much competition you're going to have to deal with. Okay, less competition, the better, but you want to make sure there is some competition. Okay, if there's like 10, 20, 30 niche stores, though, you're going to have a tough time competing. Your profitability is going to be lower, especially in the beginning. It will take some time because you've got to build the content out and you've got to, you know, list those products on multi-channel marketplaces and you need to do a really, really good job providing bonuses and things like that that the other sites aren't. Okay, so yeah, dropshipping websites are definitely profitable. It just takes a bit of research, a bit of understanding of how, you know, the nuances of high-ticket dropshipping work, how to overcome any of those obstacles, and to actually launch a profitable store and scale it using a profitable paid ad strategy. That's, of course, going to bring you a good ROAS. I would say a return on ad spend is like 10, 20x as a minimum. That's usually what I'm looking for. So if I spend $1,000 in ads in a month, I want at least a minimum of $10,000 to $20,000 in revenue from that ad spend. So I can scale those ads to $2,000, $3,000 a month and bring in, you know, $40,000, $60,000, $100,000 in sales. That's really the goal. And over the long run, when you're reinvesting money into content marketing, creating content for every page on your website, you're going to be ranking way better in Google and you're going to get a lot of free traffic, right? And with that free traffic comes the ability to do more email marketing and more social media marketing that's going to turn over more sales, okay? So just keep in mind as you reinvest the business will snowball. It'll have a snowball effect. It will become much more profitable as time goes on, okay? The startup time usually for websites to become profitable is like 3 to 6 months to start seeing orders on a regular basis, and then another 3 to 6 months of reinvesting to start seeing really good profitability coming from a store, okay? And after a year or two, you can really start seeing a good full-time income from a store if you do things right. All right, guys, so if you guys want help starting a high-ticket dropshipping store, go get my course. It's the High-Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, 35 modules plus group coaching and private hand-holding as well. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass for more info. If you want me to do the work for you to build a website and a business, you can check out my Shopify turnkey stores. Turnkey Shopify stores are awesome because you can get a head start and go straight to either launching your business or calling suppliers, getting those accounts. Check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. You can get private coaching from me at ecommerceparadise.com/coaching and find out what all my great, awesome resources are, the software and services that I use to build my e-commerce businesses at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And please leave a review on the iTunes podcast. I appreciate every review I get and it helps me to grow the audience so more people can get benefit from this. You can do that at ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.